Welcome. You may have seen the story I shared about an 84-year-old elder named Dottie. She lives in East Texas. She has a Texas drawl that honestly I barely understand. And she sent me this hilarious text message yesterday. I think the humor kind of masks her loneliness. She lives alone at home, and she said she's lucky if she sees one person a week. Nonetheless, she reached out with this text message that said, quote, "Imagine surviving all that unprotected sex just to die from an unprotected handshake." Yep, that came from an 84-year-old. I called her right away after she sent me that message to say hi. And instead of admitting she's lonely, Dottie told me a story. She said, "I've been talking about this with the microwave and toaster while drinking coffee, and we all agreed that things are getting bad. I did not mention anything to the washing machine, as she puts a different spin on everything. Certainly not to the fridge, as he is acting cold and distant. In the end, the iron straightened me out, as she said everything will be fine, no situation's too pressing. The vacuum was very unsympathetic, told me to just suck it up. But the fan was more optimistic and hoped it would soon blow over. The toilet looked a bit flushed when I asked its opinion and did not say anything, but the doorknob told me to get a grip. The front door said I was unhinged, and so the curtains told me to, yes, you guessed it, pull myself together. All jokes aside, Dottie said she's finding strength in God because she said, quote, in the Bible, it says 85 times, fear not, I am with you. So if you read my book, Life Lessons from the Oldest and Wisest, there was a whole chapter dedicated to Dottie. She has this one saying, sometimes you just have to lasso a star and climb up to it. At a time when life on earth is crazier than ever, we could all use a lasso right now, a surefire way to get sacred and to get sacred fast. I mean, pre-pandemic, we all knew people who were immersed in sacred, but that would be like the shamanic massage girl or the super hippie yoga friend. But now, sacred is an absolutely essential part of being healthy and clear. The world is just more dangerous to people who are locked out of their inner world. There's this famous conversation between Bill Moyer and Joseph Campbell. Joseph Campbell studied all the world's religions and mythologies, and Bill Moyer asked him, "What does it mean to have a sacred place?" And Joseph Campbell responded, "This is a term I like to use now as an absolute necessity for anybody. You must have a room or a certain hour a day where you do not know what was in the newspapers that morning. You don't know who your friends are. You don't know what you owe to anybody. You don't know what anybody owes to you, but a place where you can simply experience and bring forth what you are and what you might be. This is the place of creative incubation. And first, you may find that nothing's happening there. But if you have a sacred place and use it and take advantage of it, something will happen." And Bill Moyer said, "This place does for you what the plains did for the hunter." And Joseph Campbell responded, "For them, the whole thing was a sacred place, do you see? But most of our action is economically or socially determined and does not come out of our life. I don't know whether you've had the experience I've had, but as you get older, the claims of the environment upon you are so great that you hardly know where the hell you are. What is it you intended? You're always doing something that is required of you this minute, that minute, another minute." There's such a stark contrast between your life spent in the world of the pandemic and your life spent in this meditative moment we share together each day. As mentioned in a previous meditation, without the sacred, scared can really overcome you. So just to clarify, by sacred, I mean what you need to do to feel safe, healed, and whole. I have this massage guru, her name's Dusty, and you go get a massage from her, and she has this altar with all sorts of peculiar objects, masks and rocks. And she had this sword made from the feather of a falcon. And I used to think she was a little crazy, but she needed to be crazy to protect her peace. She would always tell me how important it is to bring the sacred into our busy and distracted world. People need sacred so badly. I get it now, and I'm going with it. Beyond the music and the candles and the traditional prayers, that's the surface stuff, we need lassos and tefillin, falcon feathers, and whatever takes you deeper or higher and makes you feel safe, healed, and whole. Lasso a star and climb up to it. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Relax. Find your breath. Let's come to our centering thought. Safe, healed, whole. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, safe, healed, whole. Safe, healed, whole. your attention wandered, safe, healed, whole. Coming back to the moment. As it goes for so many elders right now, Dottie is lonely as hell. She only sees maybe one person a week, if that. But she uses humor to get to a place where she can feel safe, healed, whole. Lasso a star and climb up to it. At a time when life on Earth is crazier than ever, we could all use a lasso right now. We need our surefire way to get sacred. Because the world is just more dangerous to people who are locked out of their inner world. Whatever takes you deeper, whatever takes you higher, whatever makes you feel safe, healed, whole. Safe, healed, whole. Safe, healed, whole. See you tomorrow. Peace.